Why would I say Camilla's had an interesting year? So great to see you, Camilla. I think you've had an interesting year and you've been quite willing to chat to me about this in front of everybody else. So thank you for that. I have my ideas about why you might have had an interesting year. Do you think you've had an interesting year, and what makes your year, this is last year, what makes that year interesting for you?
Good morning, everyone. Yes, I think I had an interesting year, and it was a year full of ups and downs. So we had great things and we had some challenging things happen to us. But all of that, I think it helped both of us to grow in our faith together. It was a great year because we got married. We got married in Brazil in February, in the beginning of February, and then we got married in Australia again in the mid of February. So that was great. Lots of fun. And then we went in a honeymoon. So it was great. Then we came back, and as soon as we came back from our honeymoon, we started attending Ali Park, and that was amazing. And we felt so welcome since from the beginning. And it's amazing to be part of this amazing family of God. But then things got a bit complicated, and when in the beginning of June we found out that I was pregnant and we were not ready for it. So that was a big challenge for us, especially because I didn't have a job and I didn't have my family here. Mum and Dad are still there in Brazil, but we didn't have a house. We were feeling kind of lost, so it was a big challenge, and it was a lot of prayers and lots of nights where we just couldn't sleep and praying and crying. But yeah, it was a great year to see God's power and God's work in our lives. It really made me, I was struggling to trust God throughout all of that and understanding why that was happening to us. But God showed himself to us and he provided work for me, and he provided an amazing church for us to be part of and where we really feel supported and loved. And God provided us a house, and now I'm 35 weeks, about to have a baby soon. And it's amazing to see how God is still working in our life. Like, we pray for things, like, in the night and then in the morning, God just provides it without us even knowing how that happened. It's been amazing. God's been with us the whole time. So it was a big year, lots of challenges, lots of hard times, but a great year growing our faith and growing closer to God.
Thanks, Camilla. Just take us to the moment when you're between the prayer and before the answer. So does that make sense? Like you're in the waiting space. How do you deal with that? How do you cope with that as a person of faith?
I couldn't understand why all of that was happening. So I would cry to God and just ask why that was happening and ask, please, God, help us not just show the answer, but help us throughout the way just so we can be faithful to you and wait for your timing. So it was very hard, and I would have times when I felt like God was not with us, and I felt very... Because in my mind, I knew that God knows everything. And I would be like, God knows everything. God knows that we can't have a baby now. Why is that happening? Because it just doesn't make sense. But, yeah.
I could tell you why a baby happened if you want. Okay, all right.
That's true. So, yeah, I was just not sure why God just didn't show himself straight away, because that's what you expect. When you go through something difficult, you expect God to just be there and answer your prayer, but you don't really expect that way in the middle. So it was very hard, and sometimes I would feel like I would feel really far from God because I felt like maybe he just didn't love us enough to care for us and be there. But even when I was feeling like, oh, maybe God's not with us, I would pray and still feel God caring for us and helping us to be patient and helping us to wait for his timing. And yeah, when God really provided everything, we can see how beautiful it is and how worth it is to wait for his timing.
Is there a particular time or instance when you can remember going, wow, how amazing is God? Is there something specific?
I guess the biggest one was when we found a house. 'Cause we were living in a unit just with Simon's auntie in her unit. So it was when I got pregnant, we couldn't stay there with the baby. So I was praying, and even more than praying for work, I was praying for a place for us to live. And one day Simon's auntie called me, not the auntie we were living with, the other auntie. She called me and she said, can you just come here for a second? I just want to take you somewhere. And then she just drove out. I was not going to her house. I was following her car, and she just said we were going to a cafe. And then she just parked in a street where there was no cafes. And I was like, oh, okay. And when we got out of the car, she pointed to a house and she said to me, would you like to live here? And I was shocked. I was like, yes, but we can't do it because we can't afford house. We're looking for a unit or something like that. And yes, so she explained the whole situation to us, and it was amazing. And how we could, it's from a friend of her. And so yeah, it was such an answer to prayer. And a few days before, we were really struggling and I couldn't really sleep, and I was just crying every night, and just, it was a really tough week. And then when she brought me there and she showed me the house and said what the situation was, I really felt God's presence there and telling me, here it is, your answer. So yeah, that, in my opinion, that was the biggest thing.
My last question is, as you look back at the year, what's one thing that you think God has really wanted you to learn from that year?
I think God wanted me to learn to trust in him, even when things go completely out of your control. Because it's easy to say you trust in God when everything is okay, when things are going great. And when things are amazing, you just pray and say, God, I trust you. But when you actually go through something really big that you can't do anything about it, it's, you really need to trust God and believe that he's going to be there caring for you. So that was a big thing. I thought I really knew what it was to trust God, but going through that, I really learned what it is to trust God and that God will be there caring for you. Not in your timing, but when it's his time, he'll be there and he'll be caring for you the whole way. So, yeah.
It's great, Camilla. I think it's an important lesson for parenting, funny enough, as well. So, no, but an important lesson for us all. Let's thank God for what Camilla's just shared and pray for Camilla too. Our Father, we thank you that you are worthy of trust. The way we see that often is through testing times, and there's been, Camilla's only shared in brief the way that the year has been, but there have been many changes in Simon and Camilla's life over the past 12 months, great changes, but requiring a lot of trust and faith in you. Thank you, our God, that they showed through this circumstances that they could trust you. And thank you that in Camilla sharing her story, it encourages us too in our own lives to do the same. I pray for this child, and I pray, Lord, that you might have your hand of protection on this little baby as it comes very soon. Pray for Camilla too, and and Simon, and Lord, we pray that they'll flourish as a family. And they'll be, this year will be a real year of delight, and no doubt growing again in trusting you. And we pray for all this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's thank Camilla.